Here's a picture of a Chrysler Multibank engine. You can see the pulley on the end engine. Right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So I'm not making it up.
Smokey Stover, he said that there was one type of engine that the Germans could follow with radar.
But he'd been watching Star Trek or something.
Was there something that glowed in the dark other than the luminescent watches?
Oh, yes. The exhaust.
Yeah. Maybe that's what he meant.
Yeah. The exhaust on the Ford engine was quite visible if you were pushing it hard.
At night?
It put out quite a glow in the back. All the tanks had infrared driving light. He might have been talking about that, but we never used them. They had the lights on the front, but I don't think they had the vision devices to see it. I don't think we ever used infrared.
Were those the blackout drive lights?
Yeah.
Why would...
Well, now, wait a minute. Blackout driving lights, we had markers, like a tail light. Tail lights had, say, in one side, they had four markers, spaced different. At a certain distance, if you saw all four, you're too close. If you saw two marks, you were just right. And if you only saw one, you was too far back. And they were just glowed 200 yards away. You couldn't see it.
Right. Why would Forrest Dixon, in his story about Whitside Miller, when Miller ordered the blackout drive lights and...
comments? That's the first time I heard of that one. I hadn't heard of that one. That sounds like Whitside Miller, though. That's the kind of thing he would do.
What was his fatal flaw that led to his undoing?
He was a little touched. He wasn't too bright. He thought that everything that he wanted had to be sold. I fling it in the book here, but my only run-in with him was we was on a little night problem in England, and the problem was to everybody that had a tank to be in on this problem on the side of the hill, simulating shooting down into the valley. And we had a machine gun on a tripod for every tank. And we were supposed to have the quadrant so we could sit on top of the machine gun to point down there. Well, being motor officer, there was the company commander's tank, the replacement tank, and the 105 tank, generally referred to as being in the maintenance section, because I was part of headquarters. Okay, so I had three machine guns, two quadrants. He come up and said, "No, where's your other quadrant?" I says, "We haven't been able to receive one yet." "Holy shit, Lieutenant, I want a quadrant on each one of those guns. I'm going to come back and check you, and there better be a quadrant on every gun." And he left. So I went to the unit he just inspected, borrowed one, brought it back, gave it to them. He come back, "Very good, Lieutenant." He defeated his own purpose, usually. Now the incident where he was at a battalion formation, all the companies in a line, and with the battalion exec at the end of the line, lining them up, and he reported to the colonel that everything was correct. The colonel says, "Take your post." And he started walking, and the colonel says, "Major, double time." The major continued to walk. He says, "Major, I said double time." So the major double time up there. And that floored everybody. The enlisted men made comments quite frequently after that about how embarrassed they were for the major, that this is something you don't make a field grade officer do, is degrade himself, it was real degrading. You just don't do it. And that was the only thing I had personal. Those two incidents was all I knew about, and they was enough to really make me wonder. After the war was over and I was home, retired, I got a letter from Whiteside Miller. I guess he sent one to every officer in the battalion wanting to write a letter denouncing what you'd said and recommending that he be replaced in his original command. I threw mine in the wastebasket. I didn't even give him the honor of writing to him. Didn't even want him to know I knew him. But he tried. Now, the man with that audacity to ask you to repudiate, and I had not written a letter about him that I can remember. Maybe I did, but if I did, I wasn't going to repudiate it. I think that's what other officers did too, more or less.